delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yes, 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 yes. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, and I'm y'all host, Russ Haywood. And y'all could give me a call in at 1-914-338-1685. What's up, DJ Big Stu? How you doing?
What's good, my man, Money Russ? What's going on,
okay,
player?
Do I sound loud and clear?
You definitely do. You definitely do.
I do. Yeah. Okay.
That
How's everything, my brother?
Good for you these days, man.
Yeah, everything looking good, B. How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. I'm feeling excellent, man. You know, a lot of good things is going on for us. The world is screaming at me and you, man, over that last interview me and you did.
Yeah, man, the world is screaming at us over that interview that we just now did with Ray Vaughn. People are screaming on Facebook and on my Twitter page about how we should try to make that into a DVD and everything like that. And you know, everything was good. That show was a lovely show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray Vaughn and Johnny Wah.
But guess
shout
what,
out
man?
To Cigar Mob. Go ahead.
Guess what? Yeah, big shout out to all of them. Ray Vaughn, Johnny Wah, Cigar Mob, Casanovas, everybody who called. But guess who we got coming on the show next? We're going to have my man Tanky T. All right, I used to be down with DJ Dollar Bill and Kay Slayer when they was young. They also was there in the building that day too, homeboy. They battled the Force MDs that night when Cool Mo D caught Big Cut Up Busy B.
Yeah.
So he gonna come back and talk about that. Then I got my man 007, Mr. Bond, the original first hard rock rapper in this game. He's going to be on the show. So we're going to be doing it big with this. We're going to bring a lot of brothers. History of Harlem Hip Hop, man, is blowing up.
Yeah, you're right. And tonight's show, we're going to have Nicolette on our show, too, known as Little Nasty, Nicki Nasty. You understand what I'm saying? She's down with LL Cool J and everything.
Yeah, signed to them.
Matter of fact, I got her on the phone right now. Nicolette, you on my cell phone. You could call in right now at 914-338-1685, okay? Because I'm on my show right now. 914-914-914-338-1685, because I'm on live right now.
See, this is how Russ do it, y'all. Russ is so big time, man. Russ be like on four phones.
Yeah. Let me get back.
Say how my man Russ got. He got a bar right behind him. He got a bunch of liquor and all that stuff right behind him, behind us. Then he got like four phones, and all of them ringing off the hook right now. That is crazy.
Yes, they are. Right, and man, my mic is not working. Once again. But it's okay. I get it working by the end of the show. And like I was telling y'all, Nicolette, she's down with LL Cool J. She's signed with LL Cool J. She's going to be calling in. She got a couple of songs out. She got a new video out called Twitter Love and everything like that. And tonight, you know I'm going to flip it a little bit tonight, right?
Yeah, well, I heard you're going to flip it, homeboy.
Yes, I'm going to flip it tonight. I usually give out my little drinks, and it be liquor drinks and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to flip it tonight, and we're going to do it with some all-natural health drinks. You understand what I'm saying? You can go to a juice bar around your favorite neighborhood. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm from Harlem, so I go to my favorite juice bar, Ja Look Over. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And they located at 1962 Madison Avenue, 125th Street, 126th Street, and Madison Avenue in Harlem. Shout out to Harlem.
Harlem.
And they got some great drinks. You understand what I'm saying? They have some beautiful drinks. They also have sex boosters. When I say sex boosters, you know what I mean? Like
Tiger Bone,
drinks that help a man, get up, freaking rocking.
You know,
get
your blood
rocking.
Running.
Get the blood running besides, you know, the Viagra pills and everything like that.
It's actually natural and more safer than the Viagra pills and all that. Those are chemicals. These drinks you're talking about actually get your blood running on a natural and safe way.
Yes. So I'm going to be giving y'all some drinks tonight on that. Matter of fact, ain't the drinks is up on the website?
What is the website, where they at?
www.beefstewradio.com. Okay, say that one more time, Big Stu.
www.beefstewradio.com.
And also, I'm going to also come through with the hot music. We're going to come through with the hot topics
that
we're going to just talk about in the entertainment music.
Nicolette's in the building.
Who's this?
Nicolette's in the building.
Hey,
yeah,
Nicolette, how you doing?
Yeah,
what's up, Nicolette? How you doing?
I'm good, rocking out at the studio right now. Ain't
you just rocking out at the studio right now?
Yeah.
That's good.
This is DJ Big Stu.
Yeah.
Definitely want to let you know, you know, all the joints that I heard you on with LL so far has been hot. We hope you're going to send us all the rest of the joints so we can bump them here hard and heavy.
Okay.
That's right, Nicolette. And also, shout out where you from, Nicolette. I'm going to let you do your thing because you, Stu, you definitely caught me off guard by letting her through. But go ahead anyway. But, Nicolette, shout out from where you from anyway.
All right, cool. I said, I put it on for my city and my town. Harlem be the place, lay my thing down. And I never have to fight, I got the boonies all around. Hollering, so, whoa, I know you know that sound.
That's right.
I'm about my business, better get my money right. Yes, I'm a kid, but not kidding, better have my money right.
Woo!
I like them funny ties, ones that be frontin' lie. Taking and bread, but instead they living off their mama life. I was born with a flow that I know gon' blow, and spittin' that bitch is a cone. And so, came in the game with a pocket full of chains, and a pocket full of chains, and a pocket full of dough.
Mm.
Easy, gonna let.
Thank you, Harlem. Stand up. Okay, being that we got you on the radio, and I did mess up your name, can you tell them that other name that I did mess up? Let's start the interview with that.
My name is Nicolette. It's your girl, Nicolette. When I was younger, you know, my name always been Nicolette. That's my birth name, but they call me Nick Nasty because the bars is crip, like the bars is ill. You know what I'm saying? And then I chopped it off, and now it's only It's Your Girl, Nicolette.
Now, let them know who you're signed to, what label you're signed to, too. They want to know.
Oh, yeah. LL Cool J. I was recently signed with LL Cool J, and then I was recently released from the contract, so I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was My Choice, My Decision, and I'm independent right now.
That's what's
up. And I have a new video coming out called Twitter Love, so look out for it. It's dope. I'm dropping it April 8th. So,
and they can catch a little bit of it right now. Where at?
Yeah. Tell them to check it out right now. YouTube.com/yourgirlNicolette. I got the behind the scenes footage up online. So it's the YAGIRLNICOLETTE. Your Girl Nicolette. So check it out.
Now,
all right, cool. Good.
Now,
you go, Stu.
Now, before we get more into this interview, I want them to hear something that you did back in the days. I think it's one you did with LL and them other cats.
Oh,
it's like
the
about,
Exit 13. Yeah,
on Exit 13 joint, that right there.
Yeah, that one is
gonna,
called Get Over Here.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get into that right now. That's what I got here. You know what I'm saying? So let's rock that real quick.
All right, so you got the throwback. Yeah, play that. Grand is that Get Over Here tracks from the Exit 13 album, LL Cool J featuring your girl, Nicolette. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody as hot as us.
Don't
popping the track is knocking the Bentley's rocking. Overdose, I'm supposed to roast them with every bar I'm dropping. Every time I drop, they copping. Every single line I lay is locking. You a hater boy, stop your plotting. It'll be your blurry mopping. Talk about that major flavor. Heat up, cut like a razor. Lyrically, I take and bake ya. You can see I get that paper. Been dead like Darth Vader. I've been out on player haters. It's in my ninja nature. Never been a smoother operator. Switch it up, hit it up, get it up, lit it up. Your girl from the back like giddy up. I come, I run you like my son. I blow the whole goddamn city up. Inside that long white Milky Bentley like I just picked Diddy up. Think about that, why you doubt that? You a Big Mac, you can't count that. I fall off and I bounce back. Got it looking like a wolf pack out back. Uncle well that goat, go shout that. Ask Master P, I'm about that. Everybody know I'm holding. In the party, pockets rolling. Rockin', rolling, competition, catching, colin' and colin'.
Love what you
been,
but it really don't matter. If I see you from afar, this is what I yell at her.
Yeah, I heard she got a little static on that, man. I think she jumped off the phone line real quick, man.
What?
Yeah, she, I think that, you know, they was doing something in the studio.
She did say she was in the studio. She did say that. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
I apologize. Nicolette, we lost Nicolette because Nicolette did say she was in the studio. She definitely told me that.
She just wanted
and,
to come by because she showed you some love. That's what she expected.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, shout out to Nicolette and everything like that. We did have some questions for her. But,
okay,
yo, y'all can go check her out.
Maybe we got a bot. Hello?
Yeah, I'm good.
You back?
Oh, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back with you.
Yeah,
all right, cool. Stu, kill that music.
Okay.
Stu, kill that music. All right, now you go now. How's everything? We sorry about that.
Good. It's all right. It's okay.
You in the studio right now, right or wrong?
Yeah, I'm in the studio right now. I got my boy T Breezy with me. I got the gents with me. We, you know,
hitting on some. Okay, you just doing it. You just doing it on a Sunday night. That's
so
good.
What should we expect
every day
from your new joint? Like, what's going to be different with Nicolette from all the other female rappers that's out here?
Oh, man. This new music that I'm working on now is, like, so amazing. Like, I'm a fan of my own music, and I love things to play out that way. I love to be a fan of my own music. And I just know that I'm making good music because I have very particular taste. So when I make music, I try to make it the best I can. And this new stuff, yeah, when I hear it, I don't know what sets me apart from anybody else.
Because that was my next question. How do you feel about making your own music?
I mean, I love it. Being a musician is the best thing I could be in the world. Like, just being able to be creative and express my mind on tracks,
okay,
and have people agree with me and love it, that's the best feeling in the world. I love being a musician and just being able to be like a face for something, like being a messenger in a way. It's kind of cool.
Do you find it like harder to be on your own than it was, like, doors still open for you like it was when you were there?
Oh, yo, people are so excited. People are so excited. Like the way, like, timing is everything. And the LL Cool J situation, I just feel like it was like a time in my life that I learned from. I was 15 years old, and now I'm just excited for all the things I'm about to do. And it, my relationships are still good, and I'm excited for what we're doing with the Twitter Love movement.
Oh, okay, because I'm happy for you, because, you know, like with Jay-Z, some rappers have problems with Jay-Z because they put their stuff up on the shelf. I feel like LL didn't really, like, push you. He pushed you on some songs, and he didn't push you out on others. Do you blame some of that on management? Not like you blame LL because you was down with him. Do you blame some of that on management and the record companies?
Yeah, you know, it was a whole thing with I don't really want to make this like the peak of our conversation, but
being
said back and forth, you know, like the whole beef between LL and Jay-Z with the, like, he felt like the label Def Jam wasn't pushing his last album. You know, so that was basically part of it, you know what I mean? Like, he planned for his Exit 13 album to be a smash just like everything else. And when the promotion didn't, like, fulfill his ideas, it kind of, he only put out one single. He didn't even put out the second single, which is the Get Over Here record that I just played. He just switched over to acting and kept himself relevant. So that's how that situation played out. And unfortunately, I didn't get my big, big, humongous break off of the Exit 13 album, but you're going to hear new music and make it happen now.
But
right,
you got
now,
a lot
so
of Twitter followers, too, that be, like, YouTubing your stuff, your Twitter.
Yeah,
you got, like,
13 Twitter
different things up there that I done saw.
Yeah, they show me love. I thought, you know what, I'm so blessed to have been rapping all these years because I just learned so much. Like, and right now, yo, this team that we putting together right now, you know, I got the team, pal. I got the homies. I got the dancers. Shout out to my dancers. They show me mad love. I got the lover girls. My boy T-Bree, he got the lover boys. Like, I don't know if y'all know yet, but my boy T-Breezy, like he's dope. Like, y'all need to have him calling in right now. He needs to be up here on this conversation with me, seriously, because
the stuff that he got like coming.
Yo, homie, we're from Harlem. I don't know. It's a Harlem thing. It has to be because
he's
we're
right
just,
now in the studio. Like, he can spit
like, he's
right
just
now.
Too talented. It's just crazy. You have to hear the music. He got every genre. It's amazing.
Okay. I saw your video, Twitter love.
I'm sure you ain't seen the video because the video not out yet, but you probably saw the behind the scenes footage.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
the behind the scenes footage.
Cool.
Yes, the behind the scenes footage.
I'm posting it up. Right,
and
go. You
from Stinking, and you had somebody else from Stinking
yeah.
in there. So you be showing mad love to Harlem.
Yeah, you know, I show love, man. It's a lot of people out here grinding, and the only way we're going to do it and make it to the next level is if we start working together in some type of way. So right now, for instance, Spinky Hines, he's in the studio right now with us. He's from L.A. Like, he's a comedian. He was on Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon. Like, he's fire. He's so funny. And, like, he come through, he show love, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. When people connect and get together and do stuff like that, man, it's destined to be successful. It's destined to be successful. So, timing is everything. That's why I say, like, it was a blessing to be learning what I learned at a young age. You know what I'm saying? So that I could have my
do you feel like Harlem
in the right
behind
position
you?
Now. Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Yo, I'm so, like, to be the artist that can just, like, go wherever. I can walk down the street by myself and go wherever, be wherever. People show me love. They embrace me. And then when I start spitting bars, you know, it's even better. It's pandemonium. So, all of them show me love all the time. It's about time I, you know, give them what they've been waiting for.
Okay, looking back today from when you first started, how have you accomplished your goal in the rap career and everything like that? Can you explain something on that?
I've been able to gain a huge following of people that love my music. That's amazing. To have fans in different countries, in Germany, and hitting me up on Facebook and on Twitter, letting me know they like my music and they supporting me. And to know that I have people that have been with me since I was about 6 years old, when I was rapping at a young age with like Little Mama and Tiana and stuff, like mad young rapping, and people that know me from then, that's still
like Little Mama.
Yeah, like Little Mama still show me love. Like Tiana just threw me in her video just like 2 weeks ago. She still show love. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful situation. So to have things like that, it's wonderful to have people that still show love and still rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Also, it's a great thing to be able to you know, like I said earlier, to be the face, to be the messenger in this music industry. That's what music is here for. That's what hip hop is here for. So, and I'm just speaking for my generation of people and the girls out here and the cool people out here and the people from the struggle, whatever you want to call it, the people that
are
the game. I'm speaking for them, though.
Stu, you got any more questions? Because we know she got to go back and blaze that mic up because money is being paid right now.
I've been on the phone with you guys. I'm just having like a cool
conversation. Yeah, I got to let you go back and blaze your mic.
I just want her to tell everybody where they can listen to her stuff and, you know, and where they can check her out. I just want her to give all her information before she break out.
Cool. Make sure y'all check me out. YouTube.com/YourGirlNicolette. That's YAGIRLNICOLETTE. Your Girl Nicolette. Hit me up. booking.itsyourgirlnicolette@gmail.com if you want to book me for any show, studio sessions, whatever it is. And we get those things done as well. And, just look out. April 8th, YouTube.com/YourGirlNicolette. Twitter love video. We posting it up. So be ready. 12 o'clock. We got a countdown. I might call in.
Thank you, Nicolette. Thank you so much, Nicolette.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nicolette, Harlem Finest. You understand what I'm saying? She's in the studio doing her thing. And that was a nice one, Stu.
Yeah, but let's play her song again. I want to play her song again, you know. All right,
cool. But don't
really
you got like, oh, I meant to ask her, did she send you the songs?
Don't worry about it. We got
don't
the joint with,
it.
With
okay.
LL, you know, the joint that
it's
she
okay.
actually did with L and a few other people. So let's play that one more time, and then we're going to come back and, you know, kick it and rap a little bit, man. You ready
hold
to do
up,
that?
Hold up. Before y'all go, y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on Beef Stew Radio with your host, Russ Haywood. Feel free to call in. The number is 1914-338-1685. I also got a toll-free number. It's 1-877-288-6883. All right, Stu, do your thing.
Ain't nobody as hot as us.
One thing I know about you, Russ, you always got some new music on your show, yo.
That's good.
Like, you always tell me to go look for some new music. Like, you always be like, Stu, go get this, Stu, go get that, you know?
Yeah. We on the air?
Yeah, we on the air.
Man.
What do you think I was pressing them buttons over here for?
Hey.
I thought I just wanted to play a verse of Nicolette.
Oh, well, thank you very much, B. I'm over here playing with the computer and everything.
That's what I'm telling you.
I ain't see you press the button. Thank you, Stu. But what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy Russ, with the deal.
Hold on. Let's play something from your sponsor, Russ.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
Wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on things. Have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow, working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Yo, that's too long. What? Hey, Stu, what's going on, man? We just now had a meeting, and you said, let's go into that, and that's my first time hearing that. And what's that about, beer?
Yeah, that's just a little joke, Russ. God,
and that's
man.
Them that sent these beers up here. Okay, well, here, for them, I'm going to bust one open. Here, y'all. Okay, for them, I'm going to bust one open just for them, okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's get back to the show.
Yes, sir.
Stu, first of all,
uh-huh.
Like I was telling you, we come in here with some health food drinks, right?
Uh-huh.
And we went and got the health food drinks from Ja Lookover, and I told you the address and everything like that. We also supposed to be doing the top 15 producers, right or wrong?
Yes, you are.
Do you have the list?
You have the list.
I have some of the list. I thought that you had five of the list.
I don't know if I have five of the list. We just go.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Now, let me ask you another question.
Anything you want, Russell?
Let's start with, because I had some questions, and I had a person that was supposed to call in about these drinks, but they did not call in about the drinks. So the drinks is up on the website. You understand what I'm saying? One of the drinks is a berry boost. You understand what I'm saying? It's Arctic berries, blueberries, strawberries, and grape. And if you go to the website, Stu, tell them the website.
www.beastthroughradio.com.
Thank you.
It's cold. Sipping on something over there.
Yes. What? You think hey, they sent it up here. What you think? I wasn't going to sip on it? It's nice and cold. Okay. We got that over with. I don't even think that we're going to be doing an interview. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just tell them about the three drinks.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because I got over 20 questions up here to ask about this establishment, which is Jah Lookover, and what do Jah Lookover means and everything like that. And I could tell y'all some of the drinks that they have up in there. And I'm going to go with they have a Colon Supreme. Colon Supreme. Because, you know, like, people in your age, no disrespect, you got to go get your colon checked after you reach the age of 40 years old. Is it 40, 50 years old? No, it's 40. 40. It's 40.
Years old,
I know. It's 40. You got to go get a colon. So they have a drink that's a Colon Supreme up there. If one of them would have had called in, we would have been asking them about all these sex boosters and everything like that, because I got a million questions to ask these people about their detox drinks, about their health pills. And another thing this store also do, they do carry-on water. Like, all their products is made with carry-on water, but nobody called in, so we can't ask them. But
well, we don't know that. We'll find out. We still got to look in the
back. Cool. Yeah, when we go into a record, we'll start making some phone calls and see why they ain't calling. But we want to shout out Nicolette for calling in, even though was in the studio this time of night.
Doing her thing.
Doing her thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. They have a Colon Supreme, which is a pineapple, blueberry, a strawberry, and kiwi. It's supposed to help your colon and everything like that. They have drinks called Tiger Bone. I'm quite sure that you done heard about that, right, Stu?
I heard very much.
Tiger Bone is supposed to be a drink that...
Wow,
like a Dungeon Dragon. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's say it like that. One more thing that they also have there, too, Stu, they have some vegetarian. They have vegetarian burgers, vegetarian ice cream there, too, vegetarian cakes. And they have a whole bunch of organic products there, organic juices, organic fruits. They have organic health products there. You understand what I'm saying, Stu? They also, like, I told you about this Arctic Berry. Once again, it's three drinks that's up there. It's an Arctic Berry that's up there. It's another green drink that's up there. And it's also, I think, a peanut punch or something like that. See, they were supposed to explain these drinks. But the drinks is up on the website. Stu, tell them the website one more time.
www.beefstewradio.com.
And you know what I'm going to do? Because the computer's right here. The person ain't come in to play with the computer. I'm going to get on the computer, hit my website, and get me some liquor drinks, because they did not call in. And this show is called Drinks on Russ.
All right.
You understand
what
I'm saying? So... Eric Sherman over there for
me, right?
Yeah,
he sent you something new, so you want to play that?
All right, cool. All right, give me some. I got some new Eric Sherman. Play me some new Eric Sherman. And ladies and gentlemen, I apologize about that. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy Russ. Y'all can call me in at 1-914-338-1685. And Stu, hit me with that, man, because I'm going to rip this wall down.
Yeah, we is.
It's yo. Juan G. Eric Sermon.
What up?
Dylan.
I know I am.
Truth.
Look at her, E.
I see her.
Nipsey. Hey, Lil Nicky, come Minaj with me. No disrespect, hun, that there's a metaphor. If you ain't wanna talk to her, why you get her for? All that ass there got you all twisted. She walked past here before, but you missed it. Sweating so hard, but I existed. Watch it work. She come back, cause I resisted. Shirt, speak. Hair color like red, blue, green, blonde. Implants got the ass coming out the thong. DJ playing my favorite song. Go stupid, ass by Big Sean. Nothing new, I'm doing me, a true believer. Make a laugh, spend no cash, money neither. Put the ill shit to her like a poem. Super niggas spitting games to a try home. Sidebar, that scene last night. Me and Nas rock him up in Queens last night. Back to her, baby is mean shit. Crazy, CeeLo Green shit. You seen this?
So good, but they brains out. Something like a body dress, but her brain's not. So that mean it's not ready yet. I bet that's the reason she not married yet. She ain't no time spent, you can't make back. Chasing dudes, she think made that or made back. She let him hit her, yeah, hit her, not hit her like, hey, dog. Ponzi schemes are then made off. I'm trying to cuff her like an inseam. No sleep and stroke deep like a swim team. She worth more than what all the ballers got. Why she selling herself short like a pawn shop? I had to let her know what her value was. A diamond, a draconian's what she thought she was. She's been through a lot, said her life was hard. Told her that only mean to pray twice as hard. Took a life, gave a new lease on it. Took a ring finger, put a piece on it. Hood rats drink Crown Royal and bust down. But you my queen now, so you wear a royal crown, nigga.
Girl, you're so fine, you need to be with me. And I see all kinds of you, you expressing. Girl, you're one of the kinds, so let's go get lifted. Is you with me? Can you see what I see? Oh,
drinks on Russ.
Yeah, that's hot.
On
that's
Big
hot
Stu
right
Radio.
That's Stu Eric Sherman, man. That's fire.
What's up, Big DJ Big Stu? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling.
You chilling.
All the time.
I'm chilling right with you, B. What's going on, man? We got some callers, man?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to
start talking. I'm just going to start talking. Put these callers through right fast. We got callers.
We got Big Time, the best barber in East Harlem. Matter of fact, Harlem Pip.
Who that? Because I know somebody that may be better than Clippers. Oh, okay.
That's
my man Clippers.
Yes, sir.
Yo,
my
what's
man
up,
Clippers
what's
through,
up?
Man. What's going on, Clippers? How's everything, man?
Yo, everything's good, man. Yes, I am the best barber in Spanish Harlem and traveling through and through. You know what I mean? I'm the number one cat you want to get with. So you better make it your business to holler at him, brother, if you want that cut done right and you don't want that wig pushed back. You know
okay.
I'm doing it to death. I've been doing it for the last 30 years, so don't sleep on me.
That's
don't sleep
wow.
on me.
It's been about 30 years, bro. You're right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I started out traveling on my little bike going from 100th Street on First Avenue up to 205th Street up on Broadway, up on Gun Hill Road, and traveling on and on, you know, hitting boroughs and all that, hitting Brooklyn, Bronx. You know
and you
saying?
Was one of the first barbers, you know, in the now famous barbershop in Harlem, Levels East. You was like one of the
that's
first.
Right.
Hey,
that's
the
right.
first.
Yeah, 117 and 2nd Avenue. We made Levels what it is, what it was. You know what I mean?
That's
but, good. You know, Levels are still popping. You know, they still got it going on. But, you know, a brother had to go solo because my skills is beyond what, you know, what a barbershop can contain for me. You know what I mean? I had to branch out and let myself, you know, venture out into the world and let people really see, you know, what's going on with my skills like that. But much love to Levels, you know, always got love and respect for Levels, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like I said, I had to do my own thing, you know, because I follow my heart and my mind, you know. When it tells me to move, I move, you know what I mean? But, you know, for the last 12 years, I've been cutting, you know, cutting on my own, doing real good, you know, no complaints, no struggling, you know, not even a minute's worry. So, you know, I'm just going to keep it, I'm going to keep it real, and I'm going to keep
it going.
Over
there, you over
like
there getting money or something, huh?
Yeah, I got, man, I got old.
Let me hold something. You getting big business because you cutting like Kay Slay whole posse here over there, ain't you, man?
Yeah, yeah, you know, I got the whole Kay Slay crew over here and all that, you know. Then I got, you know, a couple other, you know, a couple other cats under my belts, you know what I'm saying? I even cut my man Malik Yoba at one time, you know. So, I got some things popping. You know what I mean? I got some good things popping.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. Can I say one thing? Why I'm not added in that list?
Y'all don't even have to be on the list. Y'all on the list by yourself. So, you know,
but you can at least tell them that you cut my hair.
When y'all see the French fade, that's Vic doing the Mohawk. When you see the Caesar on stew, that's Vic doing the Caesar's on stew. You know what I'm saying?
Got
anybody
you.
You see out there that got anything to do with Beef Stew Radio, Drinks on Russ, trust me, I'm the man that's lining them up. I'm the man that's doing all of it. You know, I'm the Mohawk master on the east side right now.
You can
now,
cut my hair longer,
okay.
Russ, because you had dreads back in the days.
Say
yeah,
what?
You was cutting my hair because you had dreads back in the days.
Yeah,
I came from blowout to a little Caesar to a low haircut to a little Caesar to a small apple to a Caesar.
Well, I went from dreads to braids, from braids to a mohawk.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, but let's get into some entertainment news, man. You know what? Yo, you know Jay-Z
and
Kanye
that,
West.
That's all that
Jay
was just playing as a high, you know?
Yeah, that was
that was from the old school cat.
That's Eric Sherman,
but he's new school.
Sherman, yeah.
That's his new joint.
Yeah.
That's two albums.
Yeah. I haven't heard from Eric Sherman in a long time. It's good
and
to
he's
hear
supposed
from
the
old
to
school
be
brother.
Giving us an interview. I don't know when he's coming, but we're supposed to be getting an interview. I don't know if it's going to be a taped interview, already taped or something, but we're supposed to be getting an interview with him real soon about this new album.
Support that album.
About this new album.
The name of the album is Cut for Fresh Air.
Get that haircut from Clippers, you know what I mean? And I'll make sure you laced up right. You know, get that haircut from Clippers one time, man. Trust
okay,
me.
Okay, cool. But let's go.
Let's
go into some entertainment news, okay? You know, Jay-Z, just hold on, Vic. Don't worry about it. We ain't going to cut you off. But me and Stu got to run the show. You know, Jay-Z and Kanye West, they had sold that Maybach, right? You know that Maybach went for $60,000, right? It went for $60,000. The reason why it went for $60,000 is because they said it was more art than you can drive the car. Because, you know, Maybachs is worth a pretty penny.
Yeah.
You know, they worth
it. Back is $60,000 for it if you take it
in? Yeah, but, you know, they're going to make it art. So there's no problem with making it art. How do you feel about it, Clippers?
So they're going to make the Maybach car art.
That's right. They put it in an art museum.
It's ain't going to be worth more than $60,000 than what it's worth to a few more some years from now. Now,
that's true, but
I mean,
never
it was
know.
Built cheap.
True.
I mean, for that type of level car compared to the Rolls Royces and all the cars that's on that level, the Bentleys, it wasn't built up to those standards. If the you know the price went down like that, because them joints is costing them crazy.
True.
But to be $60,000 now, that's almost a Range Rover or some Mercedes Benz.
But it's going to be art, so it's no problem.
But that's
it's going
nice
to be
way
art.
Saying BS, man.
One more thing.
What do you think they say
yesterday,
is art? It's BS.
Hey.
It still looks nice.
You have to look at it first.
Back,
you have to look at it first.
You're driving for $60,000.
You cannot drive it. The car was undrivable. I forgot to tell you that part. But the car
Maybach
is undrivable. The Maybach is undrivable. I meant to tell you that part.
Wow.
The Maybach is undrivable. That's why it went for $60,000. If it was drivable, look at what they did to it in the video.
What Rick Ross going to do to it now? You know, the whole Maybach thing is off. Rick Ross is like the Maybach man.
What Rick Ross got to do with it?
You said the Maybach car, right?
Yeah, that was in Jay-Z and...
He's the poster boy for Maybach. What are you going to be driving now? That's all I'm saying, bro.
I got you now.
You gotta speak up.
I guess in the summertime he could do the yabba dabba do Flintstone.
You know, his whole thing is made back. That's like a big punch in the gut to him, man.
Yeah, true indeed. But yeah. We want to go into another thing, the top 15 producers.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Let's go into two of them, then we can get into some music. Man.
Okay, you tell me one of them.
My man T-Minus.
That's right. T-Minus is up here. Mm-hmm. And T-Minus is up here. Let's go with, you want to start from 15 to 1? Or you want to go from 1 to 15?
15 to 1, that would be
15
the most
to 1?
To
okay,
it, yeah.
Number 15. We going with T-Minus, even though he should be number one. He the one that did the memo with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
He did that joint.
Mm-hmm.
He's also up here. If you want to say number 14, you could say number 14 for Make Me Proud.
So he's up there two times back
he's
to back.
He's up there two times back to back.
Mm.
For Make Me Proud with Drake featuring Nicki Minaj.
That's what's up.
And that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And don't we got some of these songs that we supposed to be playing tonight?
I don't know. I got to.
You don't know?
But
oh,
I got
you don't know?
I got something for my man Clippers, though. I want to play something for him.
Okay, cool. No problem. And another thing in news, too bad we don't have some of these pictures up on our website. What's our website?
www.beefstewradio.com.
Thank you very much. Also in news.
You got a button for me?
Do I have a button for you? No. I got a button for you. I got a button for you. Here it is.
Every time you do that, I'm going to say.
You hear your button? There go your button.
Every
right
time
there, all right?
Bell, that's what I'm going to say.
You almost made me forget what I was going to say, too. But, Stu, whatever music that you have from me.
You know what I want to do? I want to, my man Clippers, right? Clippers, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to play something for you, man, because, you know, we always chilled out, man. This is who I always know you to be, a real spiritual brother, man. So,
okay.
I got it for you.
Man. Okay, cool. And y'all listen to Drinks on Russ. Too bad I done drunk all the drinks. I have fresh juices for y'all today. They were supposed to come in and talk about it, but, you know, they canceled out on me. But y'all could go to the website, and y'all would see the drinks that's up there. It is three fresh juices up there, what they made of and everything like that. They all natural and everything. They got strawberries in it, you know, kiwiweed in it. It got blueberries and pineapples and Arctic berries and stuff for the skin and for the liver and everything. But, Stu, go into some music, man. And I'm going to sip on this.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is gonna be here. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that Peter told after the story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up.
Stand up for your
to ease him, kiss him, game diner, go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna we gonna
do?
Stand up for
yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get up.
Stand up for your rights.
Yeah,
that was from my man Clipper.
He's still in the background. He's just chilling right now.
That's good. That's good. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy Russ Haywood. Feel free to call in. I have a toll-free number. It's 1-877-288-6383. And, Stu, do I have other callers?
Yes, you do, man.
I do? All right, put them on. Let's see what's going on, man.
Drinks on Russ.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Is
this
Big Stu and Russ?
Brother Steve,
yes,
the Harlem
hey,
Renaissance, man.
Brother Steve, the Harlem Renaissance, man. Yes,
Brother
it is.
Steve, what's up, Brother Steve? How you
Yo,
doing?
Man, I'm good, I'm good. You got some cool listeners listening in. You got some cousins, Russ, listening in from down south. I want to give a shout-out to Rodney and Troy. They driving on the road right now, but the other brother got the phone in his hand, and they listening to us on the air.
Oh, shout out to y'all. Make sure y'all pay attention to on that road now. Come on now, it's dark out there. But what's up, Brother Steve, the Renaissance man? How you doing?
Well, I'm not no real rapper, but I like Nick, boy. She was on the money, boy. And I got a little rhyme for her. Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah,
go
man.
Ahead.
Go down.
Okay, check it out. This is for you, Nick. Nick rhymes are real slick because they got a lot of wit. She's on the money. She's a real sweet honey. I'm no real rapper, but I'm a pretty cool dapper. Can you understand? I'm the Harlem Rennie man.
Oh, good, Brother Steve. Thank you, Brother Steve. That was it. That was it, Brother Steve.
Yeah,
Steve,
that was
about
really
got
it.
Got an album coming out, man, on the low, man.
and speaking of who put her on, LL Cool J, shout out to him. I remember, like, when, you know, back in the day when my cousins, the ones I was telling you about, shouting out to Troy and his brother Adonis and Miss Penson and all of them, our aunt, and Curly, they had they used to give lawn parties in the back of the house and whatnot. And, you know, we used to hire DJs for our family. And we hired this DJ, and LL Cool J was the rapper with them. So we all took a picture together in the back under this awning or something that she had in the backyard with plants around it. And I think I still got the picture. But
you gonna send you gonna email me that picture, right?
When I find it, I'm gonna email it to you. You got it, no problem at all. But
all right,
he had just started out, man. He was hanging out with Troy and all of them from Hollis Queen. They lived on 109 Road off Farmers Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you for the knowledge, Brother Steve. See,
you
always dropping knowledge on us. Word.
I'm with y'all, man. Y'all doing well. I'm real proud of y'all. Keep on doing what you're doing. You got a avenue for young rappers and old rappers to rap their stuff.
Brother Steve,
that's great, man.
Brother Steve, did you listen to Thursday's show that we had Ray Vaughn and Johnny Wah from the Magnificent Seven? Remember Johnny Wah ha ha and Ray Vaughn? Stu,
yeah.
don't you still got
yeah.
the song? You gonna have to play that song tonight.
Maybe we could.
Get ready to pull that song up. But we had them on our show, right? And do you remember the battle with Brucey B? No, Busy B and Mo D that they show that was history of hip hop?
Mm-hmm.
I've probably seen it.
Okay. Ray Vaughn was explaining that history almost did not take place if he was not doing something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo, he dropped some knowledge on us Thursday night that, yo, we may play that back like a 1 hour part of that because that's how hot that interview was.
Yes, sir.
Word, that interview was that hot. And Brother Steve, you got to listen to that interview, because I know you old school, just like my DJ, because I pick good, nice and old school.
You keep
I don't need no young guys.
I was sitting here thinking about beef stew, and I said, I wonder if he's Dainty Moore or Mama's Home Beef Stew. Dainty Moore's in the can, but Mama's is homemade.
That's awesome,
bro. And the brother who's a quaff, the brother who's a quaffer, man, keep on doing your quaffing, man, because, you know, I love that, because our queen, Madam C.J. Walker, and her daughter, Lilia, I mean, they furnished the Harlem Renaissance with big money back in the day and whatnot from doing hair and keeping us groomed and looking good and stuff. Keep making brothers look groomed and looking good, so when they go out there, they represent themselves well.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up, Brother Steve. That's what's up. Yo, thanks for calling in. You going to give us another shout-out next weekend?
You know it like a poet.
All right. Thank you, Brother Steve.
You got it, my mellow. All
right.
Take
one.
Care.
One.
I'm out.
Yo, y'all
one
listen
love.
To Drinks on Russ.
Yes, sir.
Beef Stew Radio, hosted by your boy, Russ. The number is 1914-338-1685.
I want to talk to Clippers, man.
You want to talk to Clippers? Hold up. Before you talk to Clippers, man, let me get it back to my top 15 producers, man.
Come on, man.
Before you and Clippers take over my show, man.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Okay, cool. No problem. But anyway, you know, Kanye West is up here, too.
Yeah, he deserved to be up there, though.
That's right. Kanye West is up here. But guess what he's up here for?
What?
Party with Beyonce featuring Andre 3000.
Oh, okay. He's up here for that.
I ain't know Kanye did the beat on, produced that.
Yeah, Kanye did a lot of joints, man. Kanye the man on the low. Kanye West.
Okay, cool. Another person that's up in here is Beyonce is up here herself.
Mm.
Beyonce is up here with Shay Taylor.
Shay Taylor?
The top 15 producers.
Mm.
Right? Up here with Shay Taylor for Love on Top.
Mm.
And Beyonce.
That's what's up.
So that's what's up. And this was taken by, you know, based on Billboard Top 100 Hip Hop and R&B Songs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is the latest stuff that just now came out. And that was two that I just now did. You know who else is up here?
Who's up there, brother?
Your boy Rico Love is up here, B.
Mm.
Rico Love is up here for 4 a.m., B.
Rico, you see them all. You know, let me tell you something. You know Rico's the man, because Rico's on every Love and Hip Hop, every show that talks about producers, they got Rico there when they turn all three stars in the industry.
Tell them, Stu.
They try to get a hit. They go to Rico. You see Rico when you see Olivia. Who do you think Olivia went to? Who do you think that was talking to Olivia that day? That was Rico. When you go to the other show with T.I. and you see T.I.'s daughters, that's Rico too. That's the guy, that's the same guy. When they go in the studio and they tell, oh, we got Rico.
Tell them.
You also even see Rico with the Braxton sisters. So, you know,
tell
he's the man that will get you a hit right now in this day and time.
Tell him. Remember him, Ha Ha, when Red Man was breaking on what's the name? When Method Man was breaking on and Red Man was in the background. Tell him.
You're crazy, Russ, man.
It's okay, man. But y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on Beef Stew Radio, man. I don't know what we're going to play. What new music you got for me, Stu? I know you got some new music over there for me, right?
Well, I could play some new music, but I got some new music for you, man. I got a new joint.
Oh, what you trying to do? You trying to talk to your boy Clippers, man? You trying to get a free haircut, man? Talk to me, man. What you trying to do, man?
I got something new for the play for you. This is your show. I work for you, brother. I'm just the man behind the wheel still. I work for you, brother. You know, you don't have to hurt me, Russ. I know you got the dudes and the goons outside. You know what I'm saying? I know you cigar mobbed up. I just want to play with
my record. That was hot. Cigar mob!
I just want to spin my records, bro. All right, man.
Spin something new for me, man.
All right, one.
If you're looking for me, nigga, come get me. Push ink the label, yep, they're my niggas. You know she keep her nails done, a wee spiffy. Take it to the house and get jiggy. Nigga, I'm a dog, put the car.
block, I got work. And if you talking about colors, well, I got perp. The last girl I dated, that bitch got hurt. Put that on something, nigga, that's on my turf. Riding in the whip, riding in the whip. And if she ain't fucking, then she flying off a cliff. Nigga never sleep, nigga never eat shrimp. She heard a nigga faithful, bitch, that's a myth. I'm about to bring the coast back, about to bring the coast back. I be burning bread, yeah, nigga going toast that. Taking niggas, bitches, better give your bitch slow check. Like a condom rapper, nigga, get your ass towed back. 120 on the dash, no seatbelt. So motherfucking high, a nigga need help. Money over broke, bitches, yeah, nigga mean that. The hair was so good, a nigga felt it in his kneecap. If you looking for me, nigga, come get me. Push ain't the label, yep, damn my niggas. You know she keep her nails done, a weed spiffy. Take it to the house and get jiggy. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
Fuck.
Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
YG, what up?
Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
Glock 40 posted in the field like a cornerback. Middle of the summer, I be out there with a corner at. Started with an 8-ball, then I bought a quarterback. Put a price on your head, nigga, I could order that. Cocaine selling, 2-time felon. Y'all niggas telling, fuck around, we crack your melon. All this kush, I be in hellin'. Y'all niggas be jealous. Bad bitch with me, buy shoes like Cinderella. She gon' fuck the whole team. I be on lean, sippin' on perk. Me, my nigga Dean. Pigeon in the kitchen, fresh out the triple beam. We get straight down to that money. No ifs or in between. Whoa, I be rolling, nigga, I be rolling. And it's Panamera with that bitch like it was stolen. Prezi on my wrist, 30 racks all going. And my neck all frozen, little nigga, I be holding.
If you looking for me, nigga, come get me. Push ain't the label, yep, damn my niggas. You know she keep her nails done, a weed spiffy. Take it to the house and get jiggy. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
I got the shot cocked back ready to go. I got your girl on my phone ready to hoe. Y'all know niggas ain't fucking with me. Y'all know my nigga must sit on the beat. I got the shot cocked back ready to go. I got your girl on my phone ready to hoe. Y'all know niggas ain't fucking with me. Y'all know my nigga must sit on the beat. Hoe.
If you looking for me, nigga, come get me. Push ain't the label, yep, damn my niggas. You know she keep her nails done, a weed spiffy. Take it to the house and get jiggy. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, who was that, man? Who was that, man?
That's YG.
Okay, y'all listening to YG on Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy Russ. Y'all could call me at 1-877-288-6883. Yo, I still got my man Clippers on the phone, man, because
yes,
I got something I want to talk to my brother about. Clippers!
Yo, what's up? What's the deal? What's the deal? What it is?
What's the deal, man?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Yo, Russ, you know I've been meaning to, I got to catch up with you, man, because we're going to have to sit down and get together.
Catch up with me? You mean I'm coming over there Friday to get a haircut, so you're going to catch up with me? What's wrong with you, dog? You know, I get one once a week, B. What's wrong with you, B?
Because I'm going to need you to help me out, man, because I just got a new laptop, so I'm going to definitely need you to help me out on that.
Oh,
and
we
need to get together because I'm trying to create a meal for some of the drinks that you got, the non-alcoholic drinks that you got.
So, Vic, what's the deal?
You know, I'm still trying to put together the my ghetto cooking project. You know, it's going down. It's definitely going down. I've been in the kitchen doing what I got to do. I got a couple of pictures I'm going to have put up on the website. But once everything gets started, then, you know, we're going to make that happen for sure in the next couple of weeks. That's going to happen for sure.
Okay, cool. No problem.
And I got your logo. I'm about to hard print that.
What's wrong with my logo, B?
I told you I'm going to take care of that, man. I got you on the logo.
Joint about almost like 3 weeks going on a month, man.
You know, I'm an old school art design dude, so you know I'm gonna do it right. I'm not gonna do you a quick 2-day runover. I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna do it right. So when you see it, you're gonna be like, oh, this dude was doing what he's supposed to do. So you all know, right. it's gonna be all right, dog. I'm gonna have two different ones for you.
You just gotta
flip flop them and use either one, so it'll work out for you. It'll definitely work out for you.
That Thank you.
Oh, we got
somebody
else on the line, man. I think, I don't know. We got a 718 caller.
Good. Put him through. Hit him over the Drinks on Russ.
Drinks on Russ.
Yo, what's good?
Who is?
What's good? Who this?
Yo, Russ, what's good? This is Jim. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, Jim? How's everything?
Everything good, man. Yo, I'm working on a little something myself, yo.
What you working on, my brother?
I got a couple songs I'm working on in the studio myself. I still produce it all night. I still sing.
So, yo, you going to send me everything?
Yeah, I'll send you whatever you need. Just let me know.
Dude, tell them where to send it.
DJBigStew@yahoo.com. Send us all.
Say it again.
DJBigStew@yahoo.com.
Big Jim, shout out where you from.
Harlem, baby. Lincoln Projects.
That's right. Tell them where you from. Stinkin' Lincoln. What's going on, man? Where you at? In the studio, too?
Nah, man. I'm uptown.
That's good, man. And what's some of them cuts you going to send me?
I got one that I did that's already on YouTube. I'm featured on it. I'm doing a hook on it, though.
And where is that? YouTube, where at?
It's on YouTube.
Where at?
The song is called Twisted.
Okay.
And where they find it at?
You'll find it on YouTube. It's called Twisted.
YouTube what?
Who's the artist that you featured with?
It's XL and Primo featuring J Biggs.
Okay. That's what's up. Say that again so everybody can hear that. Go check out YouTube and say it one more time.
The song is called Twisted.
Say it again.
The name of the song is called Twisted.
And they find it with
XL and J Biggs, spelled JAE-BIGGS.
If you ask him one more time, Russ, where he going to put it, I'm going to throw this cup at you, man.
But, yo, you know our Thursday show is the show for what you doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. No problem.
Thanks for calling anyway, dog.
All right.
One.
Now,
yo, Stu.
Back to my man Clippers.
Go ahead, man, because I got some news
now,
to talk about.
Clippers, all right. Clippers, we can come back because I want Clippers. We'll come back and after that because Clippers want he's doing some food and I've been noticing Russ, you've been matching food up with your drinks really nice, man. It's like with the vibe.
Hey, you have to. You have to.
It's only right that you do that, you're not gonna eat a meal and not drink nothing, so you gotta make that happen. It just gotta complement it. Each one gotta complement each other, so the drink will complement the food and the food will complement the drink.
Man, you guys might get a show together, man, doing that together.
Yeah.
The meals
we already had a show together.
I mean, another show that's just for the food and the drinks. I mean, the drinks and the food together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. And, yo.
I'm going to have at least three dishes up there for y'all, to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make sure I give it to Russ so he can, match them up. We can sit down and we're going to match up, a couple of drinks that he got. And I got two meals right now. I'm about to do two more tomorrow. So each day I'm trying to do at least two meals a day, so I can have put my list together and have the recipes written out and then later on down the line me and Russ gonna get together and I'm gonna have a little videos you check it out on the website how I step by step make each meal. So,
That's what's up.
This way you can all see, and I'm here to share with whoever out there want to do it, want to listen. So, I don't know how to cook. So, my simple step-by-step will teach everybody and show everybody how meals are prepared. And, some of them going to be quick and easy. Some of them be, a little bit elaborate. But, I'll do my best to accommodate everybody.
Now, Russ, you're going to make the drinks on video, too, while he makes the meals? You're going
to
be making
I have them? So many drinks that I have to throw up on our website. It's a shame, man. On Drinks on Russ, I got over, 400 recipes on drinks to throw up there with different pictures. I just didn't get on to it. But on another note, let's get back to our top 15 producers, because I want to talk about our top 15 producers. And I got some Amber Rose. I got some. Would you say, Vic? Would you say?
I think you was on 13. I think.
Okay, cool. Well, have one more for you. Just Blaze. Did I tell y'all Just Blaze is up here for You the Boss with Rick Ross featuring Nicki Minaj?
I like that one.
Okay,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I heard that.
And guess who's up here too?
Who?
DJ Mustang. For
Tila
Rock, Rock City, Rick. Rock City Chick.
Yeah.
Rock City Chick. He's up here too.
Yeah.
He's up here too.
That's what's up. That Rock City Chick is banging right now too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
the Hit Boys, Kanye West,
mm-hmm.
and Mike Dean, they up here for Niggas in Paris. Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Kanye West is eating because he's a producer for Jay-Z, then he's a rapper, then, he's eating. He's eating crazy.
He's definitely eating crazy.
He's eating crazy.
Who else is up here? Brian Kidd, he's up here
mm-hmm.
for Can't Get Enough. J. Cole mm-hmm. featuring Trey Songz.
Uh-huh.
He's up here. I ain't hear you say nothing about you know that song.
Yeah, I know that song. Everybody know that song.
All right. You know, you my DJ and everything. So every song, you got to be like, yo, I know that song.
I know that song, but it's not
And
out of
these 15 songs, you better have some songs to spin for me that's on this list.
I'm going to tell you something, man.
I got
a song that you told me you wanted me to get.
That's right. So I guess we could go into it because they listening to Drinks on Russ on Beef Stew Radio, hosted by your boy Russ. My number is 1-877-288-6883. Yo, I guess you could definitely hit them with this Ray Vaughn joint, B word.
Oh, not that one. I didn't get that one yet. I got
okay,
the other
okay.
Question.
What you got for me then? What you got for me?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Big Stu. Thank you. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ. BigStuRadio.com. What's up, Big Stu?
Nah, man. I know you liked it, that, man.
Yeah. And I did ask you to play some Mary. I did. You caught me off guard, but thank you anyway, D, because I definitely asked you to play some Mary.
Uh-huh.
But getting back to the top 15 producers, you understand what I'm saying? Because I only got three left. One is Jim Jameson and Rico Love for Mr. Wrong with Mary J. Blige featuring Drake.
That was a hot joint.
That's a hot joint. Mm-hmm. Another one, Troy Taylor. Anything Better Than Love, Trey Songz.
Yes.
And last but not least, The Interns.
The Interns, they were doing their thing.
Dance Ass with Big Sean featuring Nicki Minaj. That right there.
It's fire.
That's right. That right there is
the
fire. That's
is
that strip
right
club
now,
joint
too.
Right there, dog.
Yeah, they fire. They big right now.
That's that strip club joint right there, B. Word. Mm-hmm. And, yo, Stu, because I am working on something, and I'm going to give this person a little shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
She Real from Harlem.
She Real?
I want to give my shout-out to her, B, because I'm trying to get her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Word, I'm trying to get her on the show. You understand what I'm saying? And I want to ask her some questions. She write poetry. She got into rap and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was certain things that inspired her to get into rap. I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, it's a couple of things that got her into rap. I want to give a shout-out to her because we're going to get her on the show, too. She's from Harlem. She's tearing it up all around. You
Look,
understand
we got to pay
saying?
Some bills real quick.
Go ahead, pay some bills.
Beats.
Yeah, we're back.
You know, you got to keep my pockets fat, B. You know, you got to keep my pockets fat, B. Word up, B. You know, I got to keep a little 35, 50 cent in my pocket, B. Word up.
Now, you know, being that I knew my man Clippers was coming to the building, I bought a lot of music for him, though, Russ, you know.
Okay, cool, no problem. You can bring all the music you want to bring for him, but I'm going to do my show and talk.
I know,
but check this out.
He told
they
me
got
to
a
up,
top
bro.
10 tips. Yo, Clippers, you still with me, man?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still with you. I got my neighbor here helping me out with my little laptop right now. She blessed me with a laptop. I love it.
What's her name?
This is Mia.
Mia, shout out to Mia, B. I'm in a picture with Mia.
What's up,
baby girl? How you doing, Mia?
I'm all right, honey. How are you, Papa?
I'm okay. That's good. She over there helping my man out with the computer, B. I got a picture on my Facebook page with Mia at the last party we had. My man, Fat Cat Party.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my man, Fat Cat, Taste the Hip Hop Cooking, Tuesday night. 10 o'clock, that's my man. He had a party for his birthday, and Mia, and my man Clippers is in a picture up on my Facebook page. Word, that's what it is. But getting back to the show, Stu. What's up,
yes,
Stu? What's going on, DJ Big Stu? How you doing, man?
You, brother?
I got top 10 tips for Amber Rose on being a good wife that's not married yet. You know I love me some Amber Rose, B.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason or another, man, I love me some Amber Rose, B. She's like the most sexiest thing. Oh, God. But anyway, man, I got top 10 tips for Amber Rose on being a good wife that's not married yet. You want to hear number 10? Because I'm going to take this from 10 to 1 because, you know, we did it that way. We're going to do it this way, okay?
All right.
A good wife can be happily married to another until she get a divorce from herself.
Mm.
Can you explain that, my brother?
I really can't. I thought you was going to explain it.
Yo, man, I love me some Amber Rose, man.
Mm-hmm.
Word, I love me some Amber Rose, man. But I'm going to get into that and everything like that. But we also got drinks, too, Stu.
Oh, let's bring out the drinks.
Okay, cool. I'm going to bring out a real quick and easy drink because, you know, these people sent me this beer and everything like that. I done ran through like four of them already. And yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. So you know what I'm going to go with, man? I'm going to start this first drink off, a real simple drink that your corner store, your neighborhood corner store got.
Mm-hmm.
Guinness Stouts in a black bottle. Guinness stouts in a black bottle. Go out and get you a nice Guinness stout, and you'll have a nice time with Guinness stout. And it's only like, what, like $1.75? And it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I heard my man Clippers was there with the kirk and all that. What they call that little skirt they wear? What they call it still?
You was there Clippers with a skirt? A kilt?
Yeah. Yo, Clippers, you still with us, man? Either you done, you done, what you done did, man? Come on up out of that, man.
My neighbor just helped me out with my little computer up here because she blessed me. I'm telling you,
Word, yo, Mia, don't beat me up when you see me. I'm just teased.
Nah,
pay me no mind.
Nah, we just joking.
She got like maybe like 16 more days. You know, her husband is, you know, in one of those holding places that we got around the New York tri-state area. But, you know,
No. That's the new word for it, man. That's the new word for it. He's on tour.
He's
on tour right now, man.
Okay.
All right, he's on tour right now, all right?
That's the new word.
He'll be back in a minute, though. My husband is my best man at my wedding, so, you know, not much love for that family, you know.
You married, too? I thought you was Muslim, man.
Nah, man. I gave that up, man.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem, man. What'd you do for St. Patrick's Day with that kilt on, man?
Man, I just, you know, went out there. I went to a wedding yesterday. That's what I did, man. Somebody I know got married yesterday. And, you know, yesterday was a good day because it was my brother's anniversary. God bless him, you know. Yesterday was a good day. He's smiling down on us, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was good. You know, I watched the wedding, you know, a happy marriage, you know, take place and all that. But, you know, so I had a good day yesterday. I had a real good day. You know, God bless my brother, you know, and, you know, my brothers and my sisters, you know, we had a good day. We texted each other, emailed, and gave each other shout-outs, you know, because that's how you're supposed to do with family, you know. When you go through things, you know, you always keep your family first, man. Keep God first, then you keep your family first. Second, you know what I mean? And everything's going to work out. But, you know, I had a good day yesterday, man. I had a good day.
Okay, cool. That sounds excellent, man. Sounds like you need a drink behind that one, man.
Yeah, man. I keep my bottle of Yellowtail in the fridge, you know what I'm saying? Got my Merlot. Sometimes I get my little, you know, get my white, you know, but right now I got my little red Merlot sitting in there, you know, chilling. I got me a little glass on the side, you know.
Yellowtail?
So, you know.
Yellowtail?
Yeah,
you taking it lightly?
Taking it lightly, you know what
taking
I mean?
It lightly?
Taking it lightly. Hopping along with the kangaroos out there, you know what I mean?
No, what you cook? What you cook? Because if you drinking Merlot up in there, you cook?
I had me a little pepper chicken tonight with some, you know, seasoned rice and some mixed vegetables, you know what I mean? No, I prepared a little pepper chicken, you know, go with
a
little
tell
Merlot,
us how you prepared it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
You don't mind telling us how you prepared it? Oh, if you mean Russ, do you mind if you
well,
tell us
no,
how
that's
you prepared
it? Well, I thought I'd be a little bit kind of nosy asking him that, but being that you asked him that, go ahead. He can tell us how you prepared it.
More than happy to, you know, I get a bonus from chicken breast, you know, you do the right thing. You got to take it. You got to take it to the sink. You got to clean it like mom tell you to clean it. You know, move all the excess fat, you know, a little extra skin and everything else. You know, clean it, you know, lay it out on my cutting board. You know, I season it with a little salt, pepper, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of onion powder. And I took a little bit of Miss Dash because, you know, Miss Dash is the end seasoning right now. A little bit of Sassol. And, you know, let that sit for a little while. You know, put that back in the refrigerator. Let it marinate for a little while. Then you get your green pepper or red pepper. You know, my choice tonight was red pepper, you know what I'm saying? Cut up a little red pepper into some nice little strips. And instead of using a regular onion, I got a red onion. You know, cut the red onion up, you know, and just throw that inside the pan on top of the chicken. You know, I took some tomatoes, some fresh tomatoes, diced the tomatoes up and put that over the top of the chicken. And add a little bit of butter to the pan, you know, stick that in the oven at a 350. And you probably let it cook for maybe about 45 minutes to an hour. So, but, you know, for me, I like to make sure my food is cooked well. So, you know, I'm gonna at least make sure it cooked for a nice hour at, you know, a slow 350. So, you know, I know it's going to be nice. It's still going to be juicy, you know what I mean? Every now and then you check it every 15, 20 minutes, you know, you take your juices that's on the bottom of your pan and, you know, you marinate it over the chicken as you're cooking it. And, you know, after that, then you take it out, you know, you serve it. Maybe tonight I made some little seasoned rice with a little onions, I mean, little herbals and a little butter, you know, a little bit of oregano, a little bit of thyme, you know, and, you know, with some mixed vegetables, you know, and, you know, that's how, you know, I prepared that meal tonight. You know, it was something, you know, me and my little son, you know, my little man, Javier the second, ate, you know. He went in there. He you know, he's been called the itis, so he doesn't fell asleep because he got school.
Yeah. But it sounds really good.
You know, I make sure I do prepare some good meals for my kids. You know what I'm saying? Because we, you know, got to keep them right, got to keep them healthy. You know what I mean?
No,
but
where you got all this from? From your local supermarket?
You got all this from local supermarket? You know, go to the supermarket. You know, you want to pick out the pinkish chicken breast. You don't want to get that little dull chicken breast that look kind of shady. You know, you want to get your nice pink chicken breast. This way, you know it's fresh. If you got to poke a little hole in the side to smell it, you don't do that because you know how sometimes you know us people in the ghettos. You know, we got to go through certain things in supermarkets. Because a couple of weeks ago, I had a little incident with something, but you know, it's all good. You know, and I remedied that. Now, my man, now every time I walk in the supermarket, he's always, you know, giving me my props, and, you know, he's putting me on a pedestal because he knows exactly what I'll be looking for. You know,
okay.
Big shout out to my man in Pioneer, you know, for, you know, helping me out as far as making sure I get the fresh that's, you know, delivered to them daily, you know. But
you know what I top that off with? I top that off with a Ciroc Martini with a twist of lemon. And this drink is served best with Ciroc vodka, and it's in a clear blue bottle. It's in a clear blue bottle. And this drink recipe is for 4 servings. And how I would do it, Clippers, I would put 6 ounces of Ciroc vodka. You understand what I'm saying? A real quick drink, because that's a nice quick meal that you made. That's a 45-minute meal. And I would shake the Ciroc vodka over ice, like, you know, slam that over ice, you understand what I'm saying? And then I would strain it into a champagne filt, you know, one of them glasses that look like you put the champagne in. I would put it in that and garnish it with a lemon twist. When I say a lemon twist, you know, like the shavings of the lemon, you know, like start from the bottom and work your way to the top with the shavings, you understand what I'm saying?
Sometimes we do that with lemon chicken, so you know I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
You can do that with the lemons, you can do it with oranges, you can do it with limes, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that sounds, you know, sounds definitely good. One day I'm gonna make you gonna hook that drink up, and I'm gonna make a lemon chicken to go along with that so they can coincide, though.
Can you make that Friday while I'm getting my hair cut?
Yeah,
in the barbershop?
You know what? I'm gonna have to see what I can do. You know, I can definitely probably make that happen. You know, I'm gonna have to go to my grocer tomorrow and see what he got for me, and I'll see what I can do. You know, I was saying maybe I can be able to put that together for you. You know, this way by the time you come, you know, by the time you walk upstairs in the door, you'll smell it. You know, your nose will get all happy and everything. So, you know, we can probably make that happen for you.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, I like that, B. But Stu,
yes,
what the deal, Stu? You pretty quiet over there, man.
I'm just listening, man.
There,
sounds
man?
Delicious, man.
I'm
trying to tell you. But I want to make sure. Now, you're going to start bringing these plates that you talk about inside the spot with, you know, with the drinks, right? You know,
I'm
going to
come through, and I'm going to make sure, you know, come through with a couple of plates for everybody, you know, and a couple of, you know, tasting testers and all that. So, you know, everybody can sit down and, you know, the staff and whoever's there, you know, they can partake on the feast, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be good. But I'm going to have to bring you a plate. I can't just bring you a little tidbit. I'm going to have to bring you and Russ, you know, I'm going to have to bring you a full meal plate, you know
Thank
what
you.
I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know how we do. We get our eat on. We don't play around when it comes to eating. So
for sure.
Trust me, y'all get the full plate.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But getting back to drinks on Russ, you understand what I'm saying? Today was supposed to be a day that I wasn't going to give out no drink recipes.
Uh-huh.
I was going to tell y'all all about, you know, like organic fruits of life. I was going to tell y'all about. And up on the website, what's the website, DJ Big Stu?
You forgot to say it. You were supposed to say something, but, you know, you didn't say it, so I'm going to just say it. You didn't say the thing. I gave you a code to say, but you must be forgot. But it's www.beastduderadio.com.
Thank you very much, my brother. And, you know, I put some all-natural juices up on the website. I put a Arctic Berry Punch. Mm-hmm. I put a Peanut Punch up there. Mm-hmm. And it's another green grass drink that's up there. And I wanted to talk a little bit about juices. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, certain juices, is this good for you? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you know, like, pear juice. It's a good source of fiber and vitamin A, all natural sources of energy, immune booster, and help heals the vocal cords, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's something that me and you need to start drinking, man.
And which one is that again?
And that's the pear juice.
And it helps the vocal cords.
That's right. And that's
right.
The pear juice. You understand what I'm saying? One day I'm going to take you over there, man. One day I'm going to come swoop you up because, you know, it's supposed to be hot all this week.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to come swoop you up over there and just take you over there, man. We're going to get some juices in our system and everything like that because, you know, liquor.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's another thing I meant to say too, Stu. I apologize for not bringing in no liquor today.
That's all right. I just
because I wanted to go with all natural, healthy juices and everything like that.
That's all right. It's really good.
You understand what I'm saying? Like Clippers. Clippers
hung
up.
In the back. You know, he's here. He's in the back.
Okay.
He's right here. Clippers.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Because you know, like my man Clippers, he drinks a nice, healthy drink.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Called Sundial.
Sundial?
And yeah, Sundial is in a brown bottle.
Okay.
And I wanted him to talk about it, but I guess when he come back from the bathroom, he could do whatever he want to do. But I want to let the people know they listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by their boy Russ.
Yep.
Feel free to call in. The number is 1914-338-1685. I'm on Beast Stu Radio. And I'm with my man, DJ Big Stu. You got
yes,
some
sir.
Music for me, man?
Yeah, we always got music for you, Russ. You know that we
got you
got
something
that.
New over there for me, man?
Nah, I want to take you back, bro. Let's take you back.
You
want to
take me back?
Take
after you
back.
Take me back, man, you're going to give me something up off this list, man.
I don't know, man.
I got what? What I got? 31 huh? minutes left? You're going to give me something up off this list, man. And
yeah,
find the Ray Vaughn joint, too, man.
I'm trying to find it, man. I'm trying to find it. I don't know if I brought it in my crate today, man, because I was going to play it starting next week. Everybody wanted me to play it Thursday again, and I was going to throw it in rotation, heavy rotation after that. But I'm going to try. I think I brought it in my crate, man. But I want to take it back, man. You know.
All right, man, because I got this organic health food products over here. Don't let me give it to you.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm going to take it smooth right now. I bet you want to use some health food products on this one right here. I bet right now.
Peace to radio.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Gotta watch it.
Thank you. wanna pillow fight in the middle of the night. She wanna drive my Benz with five of her friends. She wanna creep past the block spying again. She wanna roll with Jay, chase Kios away. She wanna fight with lame chicks, blow my day. She wanna respect the ref, kick me to the curb. If she find one strand of hair longer than her, she wanna
love in the jacuzzi, rub up in the movies, access to the old crib, keys to the new.
She wanna answer the phone, tattoo her arm. That's when I gotta send her back to her mom. She called me heartbreaker. When we apart, it makes her want a piece of paper. Scribble down, I hate ya. But she knows she loves Jay because she loves everything Jay say Jay does. And
got him over here. He begging a judge now in a 7-page letter about go light on him. You know who I'm talking about? The guy that when they took him, they had an uprising in Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah, Jamaica.
And they killed over 70 people and was doing this to the police.
Exactly.
Well, he's facing
exactly.
up to 23 years in jail. He's 43 years old.
Wow.
He's facing up to 23 years in jail. He wrote a 7-page letter to the judge. 7 pages?
That's crazy.
He spilled his heart out. He spilled his heart out. 7
yeah.
pages?
And he's trying to get out,
7
right?
pages to my first girlfriend.
He's trying to get out.
Yeah.
He's trying to be safe.
Yeah.
But I got some good news for you.
Go ahead, man. Talk to me, man.
I found your record.
Wow. Now, should I say the record or should I ask you, hey, DJ Big Stu, what record did you find?
Or should I just play it and just shock?
And just shock me?
Yeah.
Shock it to me. This and I ain't gonna say no baby because it ain't no homo shit.
Hip hop's unsung heroes, the Harlem originators, Magnificent Seven. Yo, DJ Jazzy Moto, drop that beat.
Especially after dark, it's a whole new world once you get past Central Park. It's a world where it's all about the Benjamins, plotting with your mans in them. No matter what, we get to this. Paper chasing us to everyday life in this hood. Players and hustlers make it all good, but it could get worse depending on the first or 15th of the month. Cats get out on the hunt for what they want. Doggy dog, survival of the fittest, looking out for number one. That's how cats did it. It's a daily operation. This ain't no gangstar, it's a dirty game, and a lot of cats bang hard. No remorse, no retreat, no surrender over in the Schaumburg Plaza. I can't remember hip-hop coming through hard from on the inside with Johnny Wall, Ray Vaughn, M7, Hall of Pride. Let's throw it up.
Home of the shot callers, old players and brawlers, running the game with no shame, was fun stolen. Living life on the edge, every day getting red, making moves on the red. It's just that Hall of
smoking a new sport bag. I'm in the SK6 smoking a new sport jag on a jet. Chick stroking my new court bag. Okay, two smoking is my New York swag. Harlem copy. I don't give a fuck. This ain't hockey. Look the Gretzky. Kick the little skater one test me. I keep my hoodie tight. Plus, rep my hoodie right. Boogie boy for life. Rest in peace. The boogie night. We had the block wet. Wasn't even high. That fresh pair of British to overlap to my neck. Spinning cream more henny. Catch a flick on the juice. Now the jeans are skinny. Polo boots is loose. So high. I'm still in the Benz buggy, and it's 20 years later. I'm still doing the ducky from the room, JD. Stay la vie, pop a hot bet to Harlem to the END. What?
Only the shot callers, all players and ballers, running the game with no shame.
fly niggas. Pull out a grand door. Plenty of paper high. Still we demand more. Too much is never enough. And that's a damn sure. Welcome to Harlem World. This is where we swag hard. You see that pep in my step? I be the mad star. From 55th Bridge on down to 10th Street. We keep it live on Linux like no one is. I'm at the dice game. Throwing head crap. All down's a bet. Go ahead and bet a stack. And if you lose that, don't even stress it black. It's double up, my G's embedded all back. This is all love, it's for my hustle love. Harlem born and bred, this shit is in our blood. And it ain't a gimmick, we so real with it. 30 years in the game, this shit is so authentic.
I'm in the shot caller, all players and ballers. Running the game with no shame, it was squad is calling. Living life on the edge, every day getting bread. Making moves in the rag, it's just that Harlem
If you don't know the homie, bump it, I don't explain myself to suckers. Bloody up your best, man, you running with the best. Suicide's in wet sand, it's muddy where I step. Yeah. But it's whatever, unbutton my shirt to show the S symbol. I'm H-World to the death vigil, official. We don't stress little things, we got bigger visions. To take it all, no contest, split decision. Yeah. Stay focused on the goal, study this description. You dudes get to the target point, forget the mission. Catch a scar here, there, blood get to dripping. But still the show goes on, through an intermission. Catch us rolling through the credits, dudes don't respect us. See, some of y'all get popped for being overzealous. So play your part like you're supposed to, but remember this. Improv when you gotta, but don't forget the script.
H-A-R-L-E-M. Yes, sir.
Harlem Pride.
Thank you, Big Stu.
I told you I'm a surprise. I'll take care of you, don't
Thank
I, man?
You, man.
I take
Thank
care
you.
Of
you hit
man.
Me with all the new music. All the new music and everything, man. Thank you very much, man. Word up, man. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy Russ on Beef Stew Radio. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. And that's a new joint for my man Ray Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Speaking of that.
Yes.
The director of the documentary.
Travis Jacobs.
Travis Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get him on next week's show.
Right,
because
so
he said again.
We'll give him a holler.
That's right. Because, you know, he's doing a lot of things. Big up to him. Big up to my man, Ray. Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Ray Vaughn. Or what you talking
Ray Vaughn,
about? Ray Vaughn.
But I wasn't talking about Johnny Wall, but I was talking about my man from 2 weeks ago from DanceNet.
Billy Ray.
Shout out to my man Billy Ray, because
yeah,
that was a devastating interview too.
Yeah, that definitely was.
That was a devastating interview too, and shout out to everybody, man. What's going on, DJ Big Stu?
I think your big bro want to speak again, man. He might want to have something to say about that Harlem Pride, Ray Vaughn, and them joint.
Go ahead, go with it, my brother.
You there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here, man. You know what I forgot, man? I forgot me. My birthday was this weekend.
Oh,
whoa!
Happy birthday,
man. How many punches did I get? Like 23,
24? Uh-huh.
How many punches
did
I get? 23, 24 punches I get?
Nah, you got to get 50-something, man.
Happy birthday, brother Steve.
Thank you. But, you know, you got to take the bitter with the sweet, man. You know, like, even though it was my birthday, an old friend of mine had passed away, and I wanted to remember her and shout out a little poem that I had for her, man. But I don't know if you guys got time. It's kind of short, but, you know,
okay.
I wanted to, like, kind
of
like.
Come on, man. You part of the show, Brother Steve. That's Brother Steve, the Harlem Renaissance man, everybody. Go ahead.
And when I finish it, you'll tell me who originally recited it, okay?
If I can.
I don't know about poetry, my brother. I don't know too much about poetry.
Oh, my mom is here. She said her birthday was the 12th, too, so shout out to her, too.
Give her a gift for me, too, dog.
Okay, now, check this out. It goes like this. I know that God above created you for me to love. Yes, he picked you out from all the rest. You know why? Because he knew that I love you best. I once had a heart that was oh so young and so true, but now it's gone. It's gone from me to you. So take care of my heart as I would have done, because, darling, you have two hearts now, and I have none. And if I get to heaven to find that you're not there, I'll print your name on the heavenly stair, so all the angels up there might see just how much you really, really mean to me. And if you're not there by judgment day, I'll truly know by then you went the other way. And just to prove my love is oh so true, I'll come down there just to be with you, with your bad self.
Let me
ask you, Brother Steve.
Now, Brother Steve, I don't know, but for some reason it just sounds like Maya Angelou. It's supposed to sound like it. I don't know.
No. No, not Maya Angelou.
Okay.
And this guy, y'all know he's, I don't know if he's straight out of Harlem, but he was in Harlem for a long time kicking it.
Langston Hughes?
Or?
No, he's right in your line of work.
He's like in our line of work?
What was
you
the man that was from WBLS?
Huh?
That,
you got it. Frankie Crocker.
I was just about to say that. BLS? Okay. That's okay.
Oh,
okay.
He came out, the record, he was Black Satin, and the background was The Moments. And if you look up YouTube, you'll find it. It's called My Confession of Love.
Mm. Okay. Stu, that was you that guessed that or me that guessed that? Who get that point, Stu?
It was me. I said Frankie Crocker. You said what was the guy
for BLS.
Okay,
I said
the radio.
Okay, All right, cool. All right, no problem, dog. You got it. You got it, DJ Stu.
We both got it, though.
All
right.
Good luck, fellas, man. Me and Mom for the shout out for our birthday.
Yeah,
thank you. Happy birthday to both of y'all. Give a kiss for me, too.
Belated birthday to you, Steve.
Will do.
All right, cool.
I said belated birthday to you, too. And happy
birthday
to Mom.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right.
And I'm enjoying the show, man. It's a good show, man.
Thank you. Getting back to you, DJ Big Stu. What the deal, y'all? What the deal?
Chilling.
Well, I got like 15 minutes left, and I know you got some music over there for me.
Yeah.
Yo, Rick Ross was just now here, dog. Rick Ross just now tore it down up here in the Bronx at the Palace Theater.
Yeah, I
heard that Rick Ross tore it down. Too bad we couldn't go, but it's okay.
Let's get hyped
up.
I want to get hyped up right now.
Well, go ahead and get hyped up. Jump around. You only got 15 minutes to jump around.
Can I play some hype? I'm asking for your permission to play something hype to get us pumping and thumping up in this joint.
You can play something hype because me and this computer is not getting along. The computer's working slow. Every time something pop up, it's something negative. Like, for instance, it's about this Fork Lane gang member. He's a gang disciple. Nobody don't want to know about him. So you might as well play the music. My people ain't show up to tell us about these organic drinks and everything.
But it's okay.
I put the drinks up on the website anyway.
That's what it is.
So play some music.
You got $100 bill, get your hands up. You got $50 bill, get your hands up. You got $20 bill, get your hands up. You got $10 bill, get your hands up. Single ladies, I can't hear y'all. Single ladies, make noise. Single ladies, I can't hear y'all. Single ladies, make noise. All the chicken heads, be quiet. All the chicken heads, be quiet. All the chicken heads, be quiet. Yeah, baby, stop there. Two, three, seven, sing along, come on.
Yeah, drink it on rough. We in the building.
You big
yeah.
Stu?
Yeah.
That was it.
That was up.
That was definitely it, B. Word up,
I told
B.
you I wanted to get hyped up. We was over there dancing. We had to run back to the chairs and everything. It was crazy.
I want to give a shout out to the sponsor that sent the beers up. They was nice and cold.
Getting drunk, getting drunk, getting drunk.
They definitely was nice and cold because I ain't come up here with near drink the first, no drink to make, or none of that because I was looking at other people to come in and do their little health drinks and everything. But it's okay. The show still went good.
Yeah, man,
I want to give a shout out.
You're a great host, Russ. You're a great host. I must tell you that.
Hey, I must say, you're a great DJ.
Thank you, man. Perfect
you's
combination.
You're a great DJ. Thank you for everything, man. I want to give a shout out to my man Clippers
for
coming
through.
My man Clippers. I want to give a shout out to Brother Steve, the Renaissance man.
For Shozy.
You know what I'm saying? For Shozy.
Mm-hmm.
A big, 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 big shout out for
Nicolette.
For showing us love. You know,
he's
Harlem stand up once again.
We definitely
that's her doing her
Nicolette
thing.
Right.
Yeah, I wish her nothing but success, B. I wish her nothing but success, B. Word. Mm-hmm. Because once you get it together, a company going to come. You know how it is with these companies, man.
Yeah,
L really couldn't really do nothing with it. That motherfucker on Channel 2.
But you know what it is, too, man? Like, I'm not going to lie, though. A lot of times an artist, only some artists can have a label. Just because you're a rap artist, you know, that's why you got to give Lil Wayne a little credit. You know, every rap artist can have a label. Every artist, some artists, it's not to say that L don't know what he's doing. He might be too busy to really take care of labels.
And,
you know,
and that's
just,
what I think it is. That's what I think it is.
You're too busy because, you know, that's just another investment to him and another piece of money. He's still got to, you know, funnel that with some other money. And, you know, L is kind of big, so he might get lost in the thing. But Lil Wayne and him, you know, and then let me tell you something, people. It's all about what your dream is. If your dream is to have a record label, then you're going to do the, then you're going to eat, live, or sleep, or die record label. If that's really your dream, if it ain't just a fluke or nothing. So, you know, Lil Wayne and them, that's their thing. L might, that might just be another investment for L, you know, the record label thing. So that's why, you know, that's what I see. Because I know a few people that was signed from L. And I'm going to give you L a shout out, though, because it was about five groups from Harlem that I actually knew that said they were signed to L's label.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's five groups. My man Mel Toast from Jefferson Projects, him and his crew was up on there, and another cat I knew up there. So LL had a few cats signed to him, man. So I give him some props, you know.
Okay, cool. No problem. No problem. Uh-huh. But on that note, you know, your boy 50's coming out with a new album. He trying to say, yo, it's going to be better than Get Rich and Die Trying. This next album, that's a big step to say, dog.
That's real big to say.
That's like being on the second floor and jumping to the 24th floor.
Mm-hmm. That is.
That's a big say to say, man. Word up, man.
But you know what? I think I got another one of your songs.
You do?
I think I do, man.
You want to hit me off with it? Because I got like 7 minutes left. I just want to coast out of here in a nice, good move. You know, you want to get hype. I want to just coast.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Y'all listen to Drinks on Rough.
Proper. Whoa. You go slime, it's your time. Throw your precious in the air and let that gold shine. My, what's really, what's good? Cause if I get some, have a speaking in tongue. Like what you say? The rock poppin', what's poppin'? Mix coke and rum, we got us both numb. Like what you say? Mommy like athletes, I start to laugh again. What's your last name, Boo Kardashian? Yeah, I got owner money. Motorcycle, motorhomes, yeah, I own it, honey. Rap now, change plans. Might have seen me on Gangland. Count numbers, Rain Man. Bowling alley, stay in your lane, fam. Check the check, though. Exo, neck glow. Chain borrow, hollow. Echo, tech blow. Wet, though. Let's go. Metropolitan area. Killer with the X-Flow. I do what I do, what I does. I do what I want. Love is love. My nickname is Big Gang Shit Man. Ice on the arm, no wrist sprain. My, what's really, what's good? Cause if I get some, have a speaking in tongue. Like what you say? The rock poppin', what's poppin'? Mix coke and rum, we got us both numb. Like what you say? Tell me something I wanna hear. Trench coat and heels is nothing you wanna wear. Put your friend on, she wanna stare. Chicks like airs every weekend, I wanna pair. It's a family affair, only the fam here. Whole Harlem, uptown, we stand here. Chrome bottles, bracelets, the chandeliers. You know, Vito ain't rich, but damn near. As long as this man Cam near, they like Remo and Sam running the Tangier. Like what you said, dear? Enough talk, went to G4 to land where? My, what's really, what's good? Cause if I get some, have a speaking in tongue. Like what you say? The rock poppin', what's poppin'? Mix coke and rum, we got us both know. Like what you say?
We're gonna skate to one song only.
Yes, sir, that song is
number 5. So I ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. The first nigga gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know this, don't shit face. And that's the goal. 0 for 82 when I look at you like this shit crazy. Ball so hard, this shit weird. We ain't even supposed to be here. Ball so hard, this we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo. To go Michael. Take your pick. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. Ball so hard, got a broke clock. Rollies that don't tick tock. All the Mars that's losing time. Hitting behind all these big rocks. Ball so hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris getting fucked up too. Ball so hard, let's get faded. Liberties for like 6 days. Gold bottles, soul models. Spilling eights on my 6 J's. Ball so hard, bitch, behave. Just might let you meet gay. Shot town, T-Rose. Moving the next, BK. Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack.
Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crack. That shit crack. She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I'm saying, look, you need to crawl for your bar. Come and meet me in the bathroom style. And show me why you deserve to have it all.
Ball so hot.
That shit crack.
That shit crack.
Ain't it, Jay?
Ball so hot.
What she order?
What she order?
Fish filet.
Ball so hot.
Yo, whip so cold.
So cold.
This whole thing.
Ball so hot.
Like you ever be around motherfuckers like this again. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. Fuck that bitch, you don't wanna dance. She's my friends, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've married
Jay and Ashley. Gucci, my. With Louis, my. With Rose, my. Oh,
go,
you see, you got me jumping all around in here.
I thought,
DJ
I'm like,
Big Stu.
You're an MC.
Okay. Y'all listen to Drinks on Russ. I got, 2 minutes left, man?
Yes,
I
want
to give my shout-outs to Nicolette, to the whole Harlem, to my man T. No, my man T. To my homegirl T. You understand what I'm saying? She helps me out with the show. to my engineer, what Dre Wu do? To my man Dre Wu, get by said.
Musical director.
Musical director. Shout out to everybody, man. Y'all hear me again Thursday. I'll be on here Thursday. Yeah, shout out to my man Clippers. I'll be on here Thursday doing that little underground showcase show from 10 to 2. You know, when we bring all our hottest rappers on and everything.
Yeah.
I'll be back here Thursday. And
you will be
shout
on the
out to you.
Yeah,
I'm coming in Tuesday,
not this
right?
Day, not this Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm coming in.
Tuesday,
yeah, next week, Tuesday. I'm supposed to be doing some filling on Tuesdays. Huh? But that's okay. That's okay. And shout out to my brother Steven, Harlem Renaissance man. Shout out to the family driving on the highway.
Big shouts.
Big shout outs. And that's about it, Stu. Who you got a shout out to, Stu?
I want
to
shout out everybody who's been supporting Beef Stew Radio, man, and helping us blow up and helping us make a difference, man. And everybody that show us love, I just want to shout out everybody that tune in, man. Everybody that's on there, we blowing up right now. Everybody who tuned into the Rave On thing, that's giving us a lot of support on that. Everybody who's tuning in to Drinks on Russ. Everybody who's tuning in to K Nicole, Hot Talk, Underground Showcase. Y'all just showing Beef Stew Radio mad enough.
Shout out to my man Carnell from Backdoor Entertainment.
Big shouts out to Backdoor Entertainment. Big shouts out to everybody, man. Big
shout
out.
What's Flo? Flo?
Yeah. Janine Douglas at Bornhood Productions. Big shouts out to them over there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dean Jackson Promotions. Big shout out to Corey Sosa, DSW Entertainment, Block Beat Entertainment. Shout out to my man, Producer Q Beats. Shout out to Freddie P, formerly from Making of the Band. Shout out,
Facebook friends, Twitter friends.
All the Facebook friends, all the Twitter friends, all the Linkage friends, all the Stumbled Upon friends. I'm not shouting out no more because I'm going to miss somebody. I'm telling you, I'm going to miss somebody. But, yo, you ready to do this, Rusty Russ, on the way we do it when we do it when we do it?
That's the way we do it on Drinks on Russ.
Do it. That's how we do it.
Good night.
Beef Stew Radio.